The military is shrinking and GI Bill education benefits have expanded, so many people leaving the service are heading back to school. In the past 2 years, the UNC system has seen a 13% jump in the number of people using military education benefits. Several schools in the system have responded by hiring experts to help vets succeed on campus. Jay Price reports.
The gulf between the distinctive cultures of academia and the military can look pretty wide. Not to Amber Mathwig, though.
I don't see this humongous gap. I think it's more of an adjustment period that tends to create some hurdles for people. And all hurdles are clearable, even if we just have to knock them down so they're no longer there.
At UNC Chapel Hill, it's Mathwig's job to help veterans jump those hurdles or knock them down. She just started work as the university's first ever student veteran assistance coordinator. She's a 10-year Navy vet and is working on a master's degree at UNC Greensboro, where she helped found that university's Veterans Center. Now, at Chapel Hill, she's the go-to person for students with military ties, including active duty troops, reservists, and military dependents.
They are navigating this university system for the very first time, and they probably also have other responsibilities, such as families to take care of, and just the fact that they're already older. So they're coming in with a little bit different background than what a lot of people bring in.
11 of the state's 16 public universities have opened campus veterans centers, all in the past 3 years. And most now have at least one full-time staff member like Mathwig. At East Carolina University, another Navy vet, Nicole Jablonski, is Assistant Director of Student Veteran Services. She says the job means helping the veterans understand university life and sometimes helping the rest of the campus understand the vets.
Many people are really interested in hearing about the military culture, but they may not go about it in the best way, you know, asking questions such as, you know, did you see anyone die? Did you kill anyone? Do you have PTSD? So we just work with the campus community to help them understand how student veterans are different and then how to relate to them in a way that's respectful.
A few do have post-traumatic stress disorder, but typically have it under control before enrolling. Much more common are problems with the complex VA benefits paperwork, and for some, dealing with the sense that their younger peers are consumed by frivolous things.
They are always very frustrated when the student is complaining that the professor is giving a lot of homework, or their parents don't want to pay their cell phone bill. Student veterans are always saying that they don't know what real problems look like. So we always talk to student veterans and let them know that these traditionally aged students, you know, just like any other set of diverse populations, you have to learn about their culture and then act respectfully with it.
And once they realize that they have a place on campus where they can go to vent frustrations, trade a little military lingo, and talk with people who get it, they feel more comfortable with going back out and working with their new peers.
Because we really want the student veterans to not just keep tightly within that veteran group. They're now veterans who are in the civilian world.
At UNC Chapel Hill, with so many veteran students now, Provost Jim Dean says it was clearly time to bring aboard a staff member to serve them. And in one more measure of the university's interest in becoming more veteran-friendly, Dean himself recently carved 6 days out of his schedule to go through a kind of Pentagon boot camp aimed at helping civilian leaders in business and academia better understand the military. Other administrators at Carolina are also enthusiastic about having more veterans enroll. Winston Crisp is Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs.
Even the ones who don't have combat experience have had 2, 3, 4, sometimes more years of maturation and independence out in the world that they then bring back to the classroom. And they add a perspective that just certainly enriches the experience for all of our students.
In short, he says, the veteran students don't just learn, they also teach. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.